friends, you're listening to Irish Radio Network, USA. And my guest is TD from Ireland, Minister Alan Kelly, representing indeed during the St. Patrick's season here, the Labour Party in Ireland. And I am told that if I say that Minister Alan Kelly is from Portrow, County Tipperary, I could nearly sit back for the rest of this interview. First of all, Minister, you're very welcome.
Thank you very much. Great to be here.
Now, you probably never heard of a place called Attymass up in County Mayo, my home parish, but I have to say, and I'm sure this will disappoint you, I never heard of Portrow until you came through the door.
That does disappoint me.
Yeah.
Best little village in Ireland.
Is that right?
We're having a great gathering this year as well.
Great. But now, you have had, you've had quite a number of people, not only from the parish, but kind of from your village there, who have distinguished themselves.
Yeah, we've had a good run of it. People are wondering about the water up there. It's a little village between Nina and Killaloo, Ballina, on the Tipperary side.
Not our Ballina, no, that's the other
Ballina,
one.
No, another Ballina. Ballina, Killaloo is divided by a bridge, one in Tip, one in Clare, and then Nina's in a town. So we're halfway between both of them. There's a little second village within our village called Gary Kennedy, which is down by the lake, which is very well known.
Uh-huh.
There's a spectacular viewing point called the Lookout, overlooking the lake. It actually
surprises
me quite a lot that a lot of people don't ever associate Tipperary with the lake. And I was born one field away from Lochdurg. And so that it's a beautiful place.
Again, at Lochdurg, having nothing to do with the place of pilgrimage.
No, different, completely different place.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun in this Lochdurg.
Yeah.
It's a little village. I come from there, and in the last number of years, it's hit the prominence a bit with Liam Sheedy, who was the manager of the Tipperary hurling team that won the All-Ireland. We beat Kilkenny for the 5 in a row. We also have had a number of other successes. Aoife Kelly, no relation, was the Rose Tralee a couple of years ago.
That's right.
Tipperary, great lady, living in South Africa at the moment. And I suppose my own sibling, Declan, was U.S. envoy to Northern Ireland.
Yes.
And well-known amongst the Irish-American community over here. And there's a number of other individuals as well. So we're really small little place, but we're doing well.
Yeah. And for some reason, you got stuck at home, but you did very well by getting stuck at home, because if the Guinness Book of Records ever bothered, they would be listing you as holding three very significant elections within a 20-month period, and in what order were they again?
Well, in 2007, I was elected to the Senate, which I was delighted.
Irish Senate, yeah.
The Irish Senate. And in 2009, I got successfully elected to Munster for the European Parliament. And then in February 2012, I was elected to Dáil Éireann, and on the first day in there, it was more or less that I was made a minister. So I suppose, technically speaking, I've been told that from the time I left the Shannon to the time of entering the Dáil, it was 20 months. So it was
amazing. Yeah.
I can do without an election for a while. Trust me.
Do you? I suppose one of the most significant, if not equally busy portfolios, is that as you are Minister of State at the Department of Transport, Tourism, Sports, and indeed with special responsibility for public transport and commuter affairs. That's there isn't that much left when you take in all of those areas, I say that tongue-in-cheek, but transport in Ireland is simply not trains and buses, but takes in a massive area that's very pertinent, particularly in this year of the gathering.
Yes, it's transport is a huge, wide area, wide portfolio. I work very closely with my colleagues in the department. Michael Ring and Leo Varadkar. So, you know, we play as a team, and we work closely together. I look after public transport, so trains, buses, taxis, walking, cycling, trams. So it's quite a wide portfolio, and it's to keep the show on the road, because public transport is essential for the run of the economy, and it's absolutely essential for the tourism numbers, and tourism is extremely important to our country. And I know that I used to be a manager in our tourist board before I went into politics, so it's a very interesting area. And you know, while I'm over here, I have met with the MTA, I've met with the taxi commission here. I have ensured that, you know, whatever learnings we can take from somewhere like New York, which has, as cities go, I think the third largest public transport system in the world, or fourth largest, and certainly one of the most sophisticated and demanding, very demanding.
And we might add to that, too, that, you know, you've met the chief executive officers at a very high level within these departments here. You bring with you a lot of success in public transport in Ireland, which grew throughout the Celtic Tiger years, and would be as different as chalk from cheese to a transport system that was way, way long overdue, antiquated. But when you come and you meet with MTA here and with the transport authorities over here, you're bringing a success story with you, though.
Well, yeah, well, it was very interesting meetings today. There's things, lots of things you can learn, share information. Yeah, but on our side, I suppose they were, you know, interested to hear some of the stories about, for instance, I'll give you one example. Very interested to know that we had an integrated ticket in Dublin. That does the trains, the buses, and the Lewis, the light rail system.
Right.
And they don't have one here. I mean, obviously, putting one into New York is a bigger job than putting it into Dublin by a factor of probably 50.
How does that work?
Basically, it's a card where you can top up and...
That's our Metro card.
Effectively, though, you can use it across journeys. You can use it on all the various different transport systems. And you don't need cash. It's also cheaper than cash fares, and it's very convenient. And we're ahead of schedule in the rollout of it, and we're also ahead of schedule in the volume of people we expect to be using it by now. And
relatively new.
It's about 14 months old.
Now, is that modeled to some degree on our MetroCard system here?
Yes and no. A component of it, it would probably more closely link to something like the Oyster card in London. Really, we are across the whole, all modes of public transport, and we will be putting it onto taxis. I mean, the card is scalable so that you can use it in the future on a range of, for instance, in the future, I would expect you to be using it for concerts and everything.
Right.
You know? So it's of that size.
When you talk of taxis, I think many of us, particularly immigrants like myself, who've been out here since Adam was a young fella, we think of Dublin primarily. We might think of Cork. We might think of Belfast. Is there a single regulatory body in Ireland for taxis, period?
Yes, there's a single regulatory body for all public transport, and including taxis, called the National Transport Authority. So they regulate the industry of taxis, for instance, and all other commercial and PSO, public service obligation, transport services. So, for instance, in the taxi industry, I chaired a committee recently to review the whole industry and change it fundamentally. So people arriving home in Dublin or anywhere in the country at the moment will notice that all taxis are getting new signage. New signage on them. And the industry has been changed totally at the moment. And
what's the signage? Is it a common sign?
It's a common signage on all doors of all taxis.
And does that differ from city to from the city? No, across the board. Okay, what's the equivalent then of our car service that we have here, for instance, is commonly referred to as the Gypsy Cab. That is a car service that doesn't fall under any specific regulation, kind of a loose regulation, but they would not be, they would have to steer clear of places like, for instance, of Dublin and whatever they would be, unless they were called upon, unless they received.
Yeah, they're kind of like hackneys.
Hackneys, yeah.
We have licenses for hackneys, which is basically you can't fly for hire, you have to be called. Most of them, many of them operate in rural areas.
Right.
And they do a very good service.
Yeah. And indeed, they're very necessary again, and particularly in areas of tourism.
Mm-hmm.
Ireland, as I think most of us know, has some of the strictest drink driving laws of anywhere. And as such, there is a need in a country that thrives on tourists and tourism to have that service available. It removes a lot of angst from people, and indeed for residents of Ireland too, very much so.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a necessary service that I'm trying to change at the moment, to bring in a new license called a Rural Hackney License, so that it can service rural areas in particular. And because you do have to deal with, society's changed in Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
I live in a very rural area.
Yeah.
I live in a very isolated rural area.
Mm-hmm.
And I am fully aware of the fact that, you know, in order to keep people moving, in order to provide services, deal with issues of depression, isolation, and all of that,
mm-hmm.
We need to think innovatively of how we're going to put the services that are required into those areas.
Okay. In a way, I suppose, just as well that your brother Dixon did not stay in Ireland, just came over here and indeed has done exceptionally well as an entrepreneur, and he'd been selected as a relatively new immigrant from Ireland, being selected to be the U.S. envoy to Northern Ireland at a time that everything was kind of barely stabilizing. That is, and the first time ever that, you know, an envoy who had tremendous expertise in finance and in investment was there. That's pretty...
He did a very good job. He did a great job. In fact, on Monday I was at celebration of St. Patrick dinner in Ballinahinch, County Down.
Mm-hmm.
And I was there with a lot of distinguished people across Northern Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them, you know, brought up his time in Northern Ireland and complimented him for the work. So I know he's my brother, but I have to say from an official capacity, he did an exceptional job as well. But delighted to be here and delighted to be on your show. And thanks for making the time for me.
Again, Alan Kelly, friends, TD, representing the Labour Party coalition government in Ireland from Port Roe, County Tipperary, and you are listening to Irish Radio Network, USA.